In recent weeks, we've heard many voices from Louisiana, or Louisiana, and you don't have to listen too closely to hear that accent.
I am a New Orleanian, born and reared here, and when they put me down, they're going to put me down here.
Got a neighbor down the street. He come in yesterday. He's camping out in his backyard.
It's a curious blend.
That last voice was Barry Ancelet, professor of French and folklore at the University of Louisiana at Lafayette.
It's one of the reasons why New Orleans tastes so different and sounds, the music sounds so different and the architecture looks so different.
That reason is that, like other port cities, New Orleans attracted large populations of immigrants. There were the French, of course, known as Creoles from colonial times. There were Africans who came as slaves and as immigrants from the West Indies. There were Germans, Italians, and Irish.
It reminds one of some parts of New York City for the same reasons, some of the same influences.
Except for one big difference. All those French Acadians who moved to Louisiana from eastern Canada and brought with them a language that became known as Cajun French. The French usually dropped the last consonant of a word.
One of the characteristic features of the accent in New Orleans is sometimes called yat, taken from the expression way yat. You hear a lot of dropped final consonants, way instead of where.
People in New Orleans don't pronounce an R really hard.
That's Dr. Connie Ebley, a linguist at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. She was born and raised in what she calls New Orleans.
We would rhyme quarter with water. Water, W-A-T-E-R, would be water. Quarter, otter. Those three words would rhyme for us. The sound er for what in other parts of the country might be said as oi. So that B-O-I-L, like you must boil your water, could be in New Orleans, boil your water. And someone could make an appointment instead of making an appointment.
In much of America, accents have begun to fade because of the influence of a mobile society and the mass media. But that's not so in New Orleans, and we can only hope that distinction did not wash away in the flood. Consider this voice that we did hear last week on this program from a woman on her roof, one of the last people remaining in her neighborhood.
Oh, but it's peaceful, and you can see the stars. We come out, we sit up on the roof. Sometimes we'll eat our dinner out here, look at the stars, look at the lights in the city. With the generator on, we have one light that shines on our American flag. That's